I'm your host today, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests are all here representing Perseverance Theater Young Company. Welcome.
Thanks, Shelley.
Hi, thank you.
And you're here to talk about the play Crush, which opens this weekend, and it has sort of an outer space theme, hence the From Outer Space song. Let's do some introductions. We've got a full house in here today. Julie, can we start with you?
Sure. I'm Julie Copins. I work at Perseverance, and I'm the director of the production.
I'm Stephen Gregg, and I wrote the play.
I'm Hunter Hill. I play Bark Malone.
I'm Habiba Albatrawi, and I play Chloe.
Excellent. Thank you very much with that. So what's up with crush, and which meaning of the word crush applies to the title?
This is Julie. It has multiple meanings. There are many crush relationships in the play, characters who have crushes on each other. And there's a reason for that, which is this is a small town in California. The high school is doing a production of Our Town. Coincidentally, Perseverance is also producing Our Town.
How about that?
Coincidentally, on the same stage where we are going to be staging Crush, which is a lot of fun. The aliens have landed in Pincushion, California, and they are out to gather emotional energy, let's say. And one of the ways they do this is by making everybody fall in love with each other. So there's a little bit of that going on. So there are lots of crushes there. The stage, spaceship crashes into the theater, basically. So that's a technical challenge for us. So there's a crash. And then there is a crush. What was the other crush thing? There's another crush, Steve.
Well, without giving too much away, one of the aliens says to Bark, who is the protagonist, that we're going to quietly crush you.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Is there any real connection on stage or off to the Perseverance play, Our Town?
Well, different casts. So Young Company, these are student actors. They range in age from, I think our youngest is 11. And how old are you, Hunter?
I'm 17.
17, so. Right, one of the older. So different cast. And the play is set in contemporary times. Our Town is set in the early 1900s. It's quite different. Steve can say more about that. But there are some, if you know Our Town, you will see lots of inside jokes and a lot of interesting and intriguing similarities as well. Steve, how much did Our Town inform like your writing of Crush? Really?
Well, quite a bit. I didn't start by having them producing Our Town, and once I got the idea, then I made myself know the play quite well. And there is something. One of my favorite parts of Our Town is the idea that we can't look at everything hard enough, and that we're not appreciating everything, and that becomes, Bark becomes the voice of that in some ways.
I would say that's true. And then on some of the staging as well, we have a ladder scene in the play, similar to Our Town, the iconic scene where George and Emily are helping each other with their homework. In our scene, it's not quite that, but it's romantic and sweet. We also don't use props. The actors pantomime all of their props, similar to the staging of Thornton Wilder's play. So the focus is very much on the human characters and the relationships. And the idea, it's very much about, you know, there is some parent-child dynamics, which is also plays a big role in Our Town. There are a lot of references in Our Town to going to school, having teachers, all of that. That comes out in Crush. So it's kind of a high school twist on the play. But Our Town, we forget, is very much centered on these young people as well. So it's really not that different.
I guess I would add one more thing, which is that once I realized that Our Town mimes all of its props, I thought, well, that's useful because you can stage an alien invasion. You can do special effects without actually showing anything.
I have to confess, I imagine like a literal invasion of Perseverance Theater's production of Our Town. You guys are going to come in and just do your play in the middle of their play.
We suggested that Art Roach vetoed it. Yeah. We're doing this instead.
I do like the way that you've modified the poster for Crush. It's like the poster for Our Town that Perseverance Theater is using, and it's got, you know, the Crush overlay.
Before I was even part of the show, that made me laugh. That poster made me laugh a lot. Yay. Before I was even part of the show. So,
all right. Well, Hunter, since you spoke up, let's talk to the actors now. But I actually wanted to start with Habiba. Would you tell us a bit about your acting experience?
First, I'm an exchange student, and I used to act in my home country. But here, it's really different experience with this play. Like, there, we used to write the lines ourselves, and here we have the writer. And I never experienced like acting with 11 years old amazing kids. They are really, really amazing. Yeah, it's a really good experience, and I'm so happy that I'm involved in it.
Well, we're happy you're involved in it as well. And your character, Chloe, in this play, what is she like?
She's a pretty confident girl. Yeah, and she fell in love, and she's confident enough to say for him that she loves him. And actually, she's saying that he's her boyfriend.
Which I am not for the first part of the play. I am not.
Do you play her love interest?
I do, yes. Bark okay. is her love interest.
Okay, tell us more about Chloe.
In a way.
Yeah, and her character is pretty much a leader. She always wants to be a leader, and she's very confident to be. And I like this character, really. She's not my real character, but I like to play different characters. That's really amazing.
So you can kind of relate to her.
Yep.
Okay, and now, Hunter, who is Bark?
Well, Bark is, he's sort of an outcast at his school. That's how, or at least how he feels. He's the weird kid, or one of the weird kids. A lot of his friends are more acquaintance type friends. Like he doesn't have a lot of really close friends. Starting from the beginning of the play, he struggles with some mental issues going past. He hears voices and things like that, which leads everyone to believe when he starts hearing the aliens invading the Earth and no one else hears them, they believe that it's just him going crazy some more. So there's a lot of the show is him trying to convince other people what he's hearing is real. And not almost until, you know, the penultimate scene of the play do people really start getting behind him and what he's saying. But he's very eccentric, I think would be a good word to describe a lot of him.
Kind of an eccentric loner, not a lot of friends. Why doesn't he want a girlfriend?
Well, he does. He just doesn't want Chloe as a girlfriend.
He's got a lot of options.
With everything going on, everyone having crushes on each other, Bark has a crush on someone else in the play, and Chloe has a crush on him. So Bark's trying to impress his crush while Chloe's trying to impress him, and it's this whole debacle of people trying to get what they want. In the midst of all this other crazy stuff happening. So,
but it sounds like a real original work.
It's one of a kind.
It is.
like our playwright.
And Crush only performs for one weekend, this weekend only, October 20th through the 22nd, on the Perseverance main stage. And we have some photos on our website, ktoo.org. You can go online to check those out if you want to see who we're talking to right now. Stephen, back to you. You're the playwright. I know that you kind of got this inspiration while doing Our Town. Were there other influences? Did you want to just crush Our Town? Is that why you wrote this?
You know, one thing that I do write plays mostly for high schools, and one of the things when you write for high schools is that I really don't want kids being mean to each other. And so outside forces, monsters, aliens are pretty good bad guys. And so I started with that because they're kind of fun to see on stage. And from there, I thought about Our Town, and they are awfully different concepts. And I liked the idea that I could make the climax of the play very contained and actually during a performance of Our Town.
I like the way it all dovetails. Mm-hmm. All right. So Habiba and Hunter Hill, so I didn't ask you this before we got started, but are you interested in running lines or doing a little scene for us right now? It's okay if you're not. No pressure.
What do you think? Do you want to try running the walk scene? Do you think you have those lines down enough? I'm not sure if I do.
Can I always maybe improvise. Like 5 or 6 lines?
All right.
This is their first date.
Yep.
And it is Chloe and Bart, it's a walking date, which is good
because Okay. It's good because you can just, hold on. I got a cough before I begin talking. You know, the good thing about a walking date is you can just relax and enjoy the hills.
That's true. That's smart.
Congrats on your part in the play.
You too. Thank you.
What did you list as your special talent?
I can vomit and cool like a mother bird. What did you put?
Cars. You seem like the kind of girl who keeps a journal.
How do you know that?
I know things. Like how you probably like zoos, but probably not circuses.
Who told you that?
You don't feel bad about it. You know, I don't think you're that hard to get to know.
I'm not.
Ooh, competent and mean. I like that. You're very well branded.
That's so irritating.
Sorry.
You know, there's people who do things and people who say thank you when it's done. And God forbid the people who are whatever, building the pyramids or whatever, whatever, to get snarly once in a while. And we're still the ones building the pyramids.
I've got some feedback for you. Interested in hearing it?
Feedback?
Yeah.
No, I don't want your feedback.
But it's good feedback.
Is about my hair.
No, what about it?
It just came out different than usual.
I'm just going to give you my feedback. You need to lose the cards.
No.
And
sorry,
see.
Sorry.
Very good.
Nice job, guys.
All right.
I was off a bit there, but that's all right.
No, no, that was great. Hey, this is you're still in rehearsal mode.
If you want to see us do it well, come to the show.
I thought that was terrific. Plus, you know, I don't know what I don't. If you make a mistake, how would I know?
Exactly.
All right. Crush opens this weekend, October 20th. Runs this weekend only on the Perseverance main stage. More information on the website. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Julie and Steven about this week's free playwriting workshops and the screening of the documentary OT, which is also about our town. You're listening to Juno Afternoon.